Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, we would like to express our appreciation to you for all the efforts that you have made in guiding the works of this PrEP come to a success. We align ourselves with the statements by the Arab group and NAM on the factual summary. Mr. Chair, NPT with its three pillars is the cornerstone of the non-proliferation regime. All the countries who have acceded to the NPT had in their intention to rid the world of the nuclear weapons. However, 50 years have passed since the entry into force of this treaty. And there are countries and the state parties have not made equal efforts to implement the treaty. Some of them are reluctant to implement the provisions of this treaty and the outcome of the review conferences. And the universality of the treaty has not been achieved yet. Mr. President, we would have hoped that all discussions be reflected in the factual summary and that this factual summary be factual. And there are positions by the Arab group and NAM and other states who have made statements that should have been included in this summary. And unfortunately, there hasn't been any reflection of the international consensus on establishing Middle East free zone of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destructions, and the position of the majority of states on the necessity to implement the resolution of 1995, because all countries are calling for the establishment of this nuclear free zone as a main step towards the achievement of this universality. Mr. President, we would like to highlight the importance that RIVCOM should be the main forum for the follow-up on the implementation of the 1995 resolution. There is a special responsibility that is shouldered by the three sponsoring states in this connection. In conclusion, we'd like to reiterate our appreciation to all your efforts, those of the Secretariat and the interpreters for all their efforts. And we stress our support to all the preparation efforts to the upcoming review conference. Thank you.